We made this.
You are listening to Pick a Disc, Best of 2020. Number 5, Heartwork, performing Enemy of the State, originally by Blink-182. Is a cover album cheating? There's a cynical viewpoint there in which anything involving covers can be written off by record companies making money off the reputation of a pre-established act to line their pockets. Sometimes this can be true, sometimes it can be someone wanting to do a spin on a song they love. There are collections of songs from different artists in like compilations. There's All My Life by, which is a celebration of George Martin, and where like all sorts of people were doing sort of things, that kind of thing. But what happens when artists want to cover an album? Heartwork, aka Dan O'Dell, a previous disc picker from last year, has released an acoustic cover album in which he plays the whole of Blink-182's Enema of the State. He's not the first person to take on a Blink-182 album though. Colin Green turned Dude Ranch into like a lo-fi fuzz of introspection, and if you've not listened to that, I really recommend you do it because it's a really good album. What Dan O'Dell does here is he amps up the acoustic emo side of things and turns Enema of the State into kind of something that you wouldn't expect pop punk to be, but more of a kind of side project of a emo bandzinger, like, I don't know, what I understand American football to be. Now to self, listen to an American football album.
Hey Matt, thanks so much for letting me submit one of my favorite albums of 2020 for part of your 2020 album roundup. My name's Kiara. I host a podcast called Kiara Gets Drunk and Talks About Music, which you can find on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud. We're based out of Toronto, Canada, so it's really exciting for me to be collaborating with you today. The album I want to talk about as one of my favorites of the year has got to be Champion by Bishop Briggs. This album was honestly such a triumph, especially in this really unprecedented crazy year. I really needed something that would make me feel strong and make me feel like a champion. And the title track of that album really brings that energy, just giving you what you need in order to drive yourself forward and giving you that fierceness and that fire that I think everybody wants to have back in their lives since COVID. But she also gets really vulnerable on the album. It's a 10-track album. It's super short. It only takes you half an hour to listen to. And she starts off from being super almost Florence and the Machine-like, very heavy and very loud, to coming down to a demo at the very end of the record, all about her breakup. It's an incredibly raw effort, but it's filled with strength. And I think that's what I'm taking away from this in 2020. This year has made us all stronger. This year has made us all fighters. And Bishop Briggs is definitely the poster child for that. And that's why I love this album so much.
Originally, this came across because Dan originally played a set at his friend Neil's birthday, where he played all of Enemy of the State all the way through. And to be fair, it was one of the most fun experiences I remember having watching a set. And it was pretty good alone. Pretty much like a core group of people just pretty much stood around him singing along as well. And until this day, still is kind of one of the most fun sets I remember ever watching. Now, he originally came back to it to play it as part of a live stream during 2020, because that's all musicians do now, is play 2020 because of reasons, unfortunately. So he then decided to pretty much record it as he was playing, but then decided to actually go and properly record it in his own studio. So yeah, so this is what happened from that. I feel it's difficult to talk about the artistic intent of these songs because they were not O'Dell's to begin with, they were somebody else's. But what he has done is kind of change and shift the performance of them to perhaps highlight and emphasise parts of Blink-182 I feel can sometimes get lost when you just listen to the originals. Blink are often written off as immature bro punk band, and it's a label that isn't false completely. So you can see why they get labelled that, but sometimes they just get written off as that and just that, which is a bit of a shame, because Blink-182 is one of my favourite bands of all time, and they have a lot more. They need a lot more credit for them than perhaps your casual listener will give them credit for. They have a gift for melodies, and they can turn the odd lyric into a catchy anthem for a generation. But an aspect that will be highlighted in future albums from this are their ability to turn in some proper introspection and some really good serious stuff. Seriously, the next two albums are like two of my favourite albums of all time. From this one, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, strange name for a serious album, but it's it's a whole conversation, it's better. And then the self-titled or untitled or whatever it's called from 2003 is just one of, I think, is like a masterclass of an album. But what they do is that they can highlight just how serious, when they put their mind to it, they can craft something that is great and sounds brilliant. Sometimes that aspect can get lost within the smooth pop punk of the original. So, but with stripped down basics of this interpretation, I think it highlights a lot more intriguing aspects of the Blink-182 songs. So I feel like a lot of stuff that kind of gets overemphasized with like something like Adam's Song in the Blink-182 originals can get lost with like the kind of more poppy aspects of like, say, All the Small Things. Now, All the Small Things is a slightly poppier song, admittedly, but then you should look at something like What's My Age Again, and that can get lost. But I'll get a bit more into that a bit later on.
Hello, this is Ian C. from We Dig Music, and through with this month's issue. The album I am going to say is one of my favourites of 2020 is Ghost Poets' fan-fucking-tastic I Grow Tired But Dare Not Fall Asleep. I came across Ghost Poet because I saw a film called I See You, which was not great, but the soundtrack was great, and there was a Ghost Poet track over the closing credits, so I checked him out, and this is a supremely 2020 album. It's kind of paranoid, it's kind of maudlin, it's kind of optimistic. It's everything that I've gone through in 2020, really. Breaking Cover, the opening track, is an absolute fantastic piece of music. He plays all his own instruments and stuff, and there's like a really nice guitar line. Then as the song develops, a little harmony guitar line comes in, and it's just very Massive Attack-y in its production. The refrain on Humana Secondhand, What Becomes of Me, just over and over again, is just, that is 2020 for me. Just, yeah, what is going to become of me? I don't fucking know. None of us fucking know. Just listen to it. It's really, really good. I love it. Very intelligent, very emotional, very honest. Also, it's from Coventry, so just down the road, representing local music. Ghost Poet, I Grow Tired But Dare Not Fall Asleep.
Perhaps it's the nature of Odell's performance in his Heartwork project that highlights this introspection aspect of the songs. But the performance of Odell when he plays these songs makes the choruses of songs like Party Song turn from an immature post-event frustration to, and to use a word that I'm going to use a lot, introspection from further behind later on. So if Blink-182's performance of this album feels like they were writing these songs days, maybe weeks after the events took place, these versions feel like an older songwriter looking back on events from many years ago. Open a Dumpweed now has a gentle nostalgic sound on the intro with, and it what once was a bombastic, heavy intro now comes back and feels like drifting back into a memory from a long ago. Aliens Exist feels even more like something that Tom DeLonge would be writing now at this present time while looking for aliens, and if you think I'm joking, I'm not. Look it up. He's spoken with NASA. I know, I am serious. Seriously, pause the podcast. If you don't believe me, Google Tom DeLonge Aliens, and you'll go back going, well, I've learned something today. What's My Age Again is one of my favourites off this album. Now, the original is a lot of fun, and it can get swamped down by the pop chorus and that memorable video where you just see the three of them running around naked and being pixelated and all that kind of stuff. Now, the version that Odell / Heartwork does throws like a gentle piano playing like slight chords at the very end, and it kind of changes and adds an element of poignancy to a song that was originally about being immature. So when Adele sings No One Should Take Themselves So Seriously in that whole section, it actually highlights just, hang on, that is quite a lament of immaturity and having to face the prospect of growing up. And it doesn't, and in the original, it doesn't feel like that's emphasised when Mark Hoppus sings it. I was 35 this year, and I feel like I still need to figure out how to be grown up properly at times. And I was singing No One Likes You When You're 33, when I was 33 a couple of years. So, yeah, so this song kind of has that quality to it. And I feel like this version of it, the acoustic version of it, kind of highlights that part. And from the previous gig that we saw, one of the things I think this has given me is a bigger appreciation for the song Windy Clear. I had no idea a lot of people liked that song. This was played live with B-Sides, who was the artist that Dan picked in his episode last year. And it was played live, and they were both singing at the same time. Now, because of the pandemic, was probably robbed of a proper B-sides cameo in this. But the vocals are doubled out doubled out, and it does feel like a song that deserves to have several voices singing along at once, and it just has that kind of nature to it, and it's just nice to be able to carries that kind of element in it and manages to recapture that experience of the live version. But the overall highlight for me is the transformation of the song Anthem that closes the album. It ends with this kind of now impressive gang vocal chant, which there's that kind of chanty version in the original, but then this feels like you kind of unplug anything electric and you get the acoustics out and you stand in the middle of the room, you sing along, and then you've got a crowd of people singing along I Time Bomb, all the way, pretty much as loud as the room can carry that sound, and it just has that kind of feel to it. And I never realised that kind of thing could be possessed in that song, actually. And just highlights just how much song can be reinterpreted and refashioned, and you discover new ways of experiencing these songs. Heartworks, Enema of the State, feels like what re-listening to those classic albums should feel like. So if you're a fan of the original Enema of the State, I suggest you give this one a listen.